Zayin and Aleph Rashi. Vayisas Kufa, which is the last Rashi in the narrow lines. The Orcha, except the board, instead of being running perpendicular to the wall, was rather was running up and down, was running parallel to the wall. So the length was up and down. Shashay Orcha Yud, so it has to be 10 Tvachim high. Rechava Vav, Vashni Mashruin, has to be 6 Tvachim and 2 Mashruin wide. Skufa Rechava Kenegat Efesel, and its width would be running parallel to the wall. Mufa Dalgam and Efesel, 4 Tvachim away from the wall, and on brackets. What you do is kaif swas rochav tefach umashruhu lekan. That's that question. So you bend a tefach and a mashruhu towards the wall on one side. Very swasa aksha papach to begin with some lekosel. So then we say that it's within 3 tefachim to the wall, because the tefach and a mashruhu is out of 4, leaves you with less than 3. So who love it? So it's considered love. Very mechitzas dalad lekan. So on one side it is as if there's a wall, or there's a mechitza which is 4 tefachim. Ve'oid kayf tevach umashru besos rechava hasheni letzadakas. Then you bend the other side towards the wall. Right, tevach umashru mechitza. That's considered mechitza tevach and umashru. Pachas megimol labud, and then it's labud. Mechitza Hagimel Shekenegel Kesel, the one which is running parallel to the wall, is Rechava Dalad Shleim, is 4 Tvachim wide. Rechalal Dalad be Mechitza. So you have an area 4x4 inside of its Mechitzas. We go over and Yodit, it's 10 Tvachim high. Sechaloin be Kesleim Mamalis. You open up the window and you mamala the water through this opening. I say medis bekarvin zavis. Shestek tzolim mechitzas lamayim. There's two walls there which are going down to the water. Medis yichel shtei mechitzas. Only needs 2 more mechitzas. He has 2 ready. Tzarkshe hei goiva. So it has to be 10 tvachim high. Rechava beis tvachim ushne mashruhu. It has to be 2 tvachim and 2 mashruhus. When I made a skufa, you put it on a brace. Sas ovyo keneged koysel ha'echod muflik yimeno b'pachas megimel v'hu labud. So if it's within 3 tvachim to the wall, so it's a labud to the wall, towards one of the walls. Nimseis kan mechitza rechava hey umashahu. So if the actual board is 2 tvachim and 2 mashahuyin, you place it a little less than 3 to the wall. So you use the mashahu to complete to 3. So you have 3 plus the 2 and 2 mashruhim, but use one of the 2 mashruhim, so you have, it's the 5 and 1 mashruhu. Okay, so now you take that mechitza, which is now 5 and a mashruhu, and you bend a tefach and a mashruhu towards the other wall. The second wall, which is running parallel to this width, mufig b'menu dalad, and it's 4 tefachim away, kayf tefach umashu, hayeserim, almidas rechava. Take the tefach umashu, which is more than the 4 that you need. Mateo sum, letzada kaysel hamuflig, dalit. So turn it towards the wall, which is 4 tefachim away. And since swasa neser, emedis vapachas megimel. So it comes out that the end of that board is within 3. Vuhulavud, array beis mechitzas shel dalat. So you have your 2 mechitzas of dalat tvachim each, and you can gather. Elavelahodabar, Rabchinina, chavdalat, chavdalat, hechem ishkachas, where do you need 24 by 24? There's no wall nearby. You said it's just standing on supports. Everything has to come from this, be calculated out of this platform. Manasseh's Kain Meducha, Sisa is a mortar. It'll end up being shaped like the mortar of the mortar and pestle. Okay, upside down.
I understand. I mean, it's just a flat surface.
Right. After you do your virtual bendings, it'll be like the mortar. Okay. So the Mishnah. Amas Amayim, Shiveris Bechatzos. So you have this channel, little channel of water. It's called an Amo, Amas Amayim, which we had in my cotton, because they used to make it an Amo wide and an Amo deep. Okay. Over here, actually, it's going to be, that's the argument, say it's going to be an Amo wide, but it's going to be more than an Amo deep, but let's say 10 Tvachim deep. And it runs through the back of these Chatzeris, and it runs through a series of Chatzeris. So, Shiametis, Averis Bechatzar, passes through the Chatzar. Eim Namal and Haimena B'Shabbos, you can't take water out of it on Shabbos. Elam can also the Mechitza, Kvayu Tvachim, you have to have a Mechitza, which has a height of 10 Tvachim, but Kniso Yitzia, the place where it enters the chatzar, the place where it leaves the chatzar. And this mechitza has to go into, again, within the rim of the amo, within the rim of the bore we had before. It has to be down there inside of the depth of the amo. Vihudamer, Feshel Shal Gabo, Tira Mishu Mechitza, Vihudas, so like I said before, in the case of the bore. So the case is over here also, the wall of the chatzar, which passes above it, not within the space of the depth of the Abba, but above it, actually. You'd also say that it's gudach is mechitza, it's if it's blocking down there in the Abba, and therefore it's considered separated from the next chatzar over. Amar Bihuda Maisa Ba'ama Shal Evel, they used to draw water over there without making a mechitza. Amaloi, so the Chama said back, so must you see that I'm right, that the wall above counts as the mechitza. So it said back, it didn't have the full size to make a problem. It wasn't 10 tvachim deep, or it wasn't 4 tvachim wide. So it was like a makom patur. See, that's what you're allowed to. So it's just like a makom patur with water, but you're allowed to take the water from there.
I'm sure they understand the raya. I mean, it's fine. I mean, so they let's say they were consistent with Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so what? I mean, it doesn't mean that there isn't a right to be cholik on.
Well, if he's saying that the canon of the previous generation were knowing that way, we would in general be disinclined to argue. They could do that, but we have the Mishnah as other places. Zitim Eshilo, Zitim Esham, we're knowing something happened, we're getting a sukkah. Right? And they said back, well, that wasn't the story. That was the story. But they didn't seem to say, tough luck on them. It's not that they can't argue, but generally they wouldn't argue easily on the chum of the previous generation. So Krashe Amos Samayim, I feel the Rishus Yochiv Karmelisi. Even though it's going through Rishus Yochiv, it itself is a Karmelis. It's 10 tvachim deep and it's 4 tvachim wide. So also the mechitza, you have to make a mechitza b'seich agnea within the rim, within the banks, literally. Going across the width, Shushilamayim Nasis, it has to be, then it's obvious you're doing it for the water. The Mechitza Sachotzud, Hatzluya, Reveris Agaboh, Animalasa, but the Mechitza upper, higher up of the regular wall of the Chotzud, which is going across and above this, doesn't help. Melba of Mechitza Tluya, but Materis Bemayim, Mechitza Tluya is Matze Bemayim. I'm the head of the nearest Mechitza Shanasis Bishulamayim. That's it. Was there's an indication to people that was there for the Mayim. Going to Yuzustra, the Masnisin, going to Mechitza Shibasechabor. So there, that works. Shall Evo, Shema Yerbo, Iso, Veris, Besech, Hachateris, pass through the different Chateris. Mamal and Hamel, but Chateris, they would take it out of the Chateris. So Rabbi Yehuda, the why? Because Mahanya la mechitzas kosel bechatzar tluya aleha. The mechitzas above works. Rabbi Tamei the polygnami b'masis in the bor. And Rabbi Yehuda says the same argument by the case of the bor also. So the Chacham said back shlohay so kashir caramelis. It wasn't a full size caramelis. Ibe emek yud. It wasn't 10 tefachim deep. Ibe rechav dalar. It wasn't 4 tefachim wide. It's not considered a separate, distinct entity from the rest of the chotzer if it's not 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide. The Rishus HaRabim said, therefore, if it would be passing through Rishus HaRabim, having Rishus HaRabim, we have this in Shabbos, that if you have something, water passing through in the Rishus HaRabim, which is not 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide, it's considered not a distinct malkum, so it's part of the Shul Zerabim. Azark Dalad Amas, the Yam is caught the caramel. The person throws something four Amas in the Yam, he's positive because he's throwing in a caramel. If it was a Kak Mayim, it was a Kak Mayim. Place where water gathers, but the Shul Zerabim passes through there. Chayim, the Shul Zerabim was part of the Shul Zerabim. Come on, Kak Mayim, Pogas, Miyut Vachim. As long as it's not 10 tefachim deep, it's considered part of the Rishus HaRabim. Alma Mayim Shenim Mukim Yud Enim Rishus La'atzman. They're not a separate Rishus. Therefore, Chihavu Nami Bechotzer Havu Lahu Rishus HaYachid. Okay. Something more. Tanur Rabbanan. Also Lebe Kenisa V'lo B'Also Lebe Yitzia. It has to be made separate from the rest of it on both sides. Then it's part of the rishos. Then it's just part of this rishos. So it's like another rishos yachid inside of this rishos yachid, which means it's all the same. It's like having a an omud, which is 10 tefachim mayim, 4 by 4 in the middle of the chotzer. It's not a separate rishos you had before, it's the same rishos. The Behuda Omer, Kesher Shal Gabo, Tita Mishu Mechitza, the kosel above counts as the Mechitza. Omer Behuda, Maisa Ba'amas Amayim Shahisa, Bo'a Me'ebol Tzipari. So here the story takes you that it was traveling from the city of Abel to the city of Tzipari. Went to the chater shohimel and hemena b'shabbos lapicha askedim. They allowed it to be used. Amalei b'sham raya. It wasn't 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide. It was missing that.
Oh, good morning, Rabbi.
Okay. Tanya Ida. We learned in a different brisa. Amasamayim averis benachalonis. So you have a samayim, which means it's passing between openings, either in the houses or in the chetzeris, machine, you can access it. As opposed to it going through your chotzer, which is you just go draw directly. You have to. Here's your house. Here's Amos Amayim, and you open up the window and you go down and you pull it out from there. It's not part of your rishos per se, but it's nearby that you could access it through a chaloy. Okay. Um, So now the Brisa says, "Pachas migimel, mishal shel dili mamali." If it's less than three, less than three, what is going to be the Morris and try and figure out what three, what this three is about. If it's less than three, so you can lower down a bucket and take water. If it's that, if it's gimel, ain't mishal shel dili mamali. If it's already three, you can't. It depends on fourth fasa. My skin. What is actually referring to when you say it's three? If you say it's referring to Ilayim of Amas Amayim Gufa, we're discussing the width of the Amas Amayim. We're saying if it's less than three, it's like it's loved. It's like it doesn't exist. So there's no way to take anything out of it. If it's three ready, it's not loved anymore to the two sides. So there's something there. So it's distinct and you can't draw from it. And Rav Shmuel says it's totally in a four, because we had Rav Shmuel before had his understanding of loved was greater than it was four. Yeah, the problem is Velahod the Chiyosar of Dimi Omer Rabbiachon and Karmelis Bechusim Midalad. So that the minimum size for a caramelist is 4 by 4. So they consider this is this Amas Amayim like a distinct area being a caramelist. It has to be 4 tefachim. So Lema Ketanoi Amar L'Shemaita the means Rebbechon and Zidim Asalim Machlok Ketanoi means going like 1 ton in this in that argument. More so that we don't like that. In general, the shear, even though Lovet is totally in 3, but the shear considered a Malkum was always totally in Dalit. So for this purpose, is you don't need love, it shouldn't be a distinct makom. It's not a distinct makom until it's dalit. So that can't be the pshat. Almost elaba agapeh ulahachlif. It's referring to that there was banks built up on the two sides of the Amas Amayim, and you want to take water out, put it on top of this bank, and then take the water from there into the house. So, if it's very small, it's just like a makom patur. So you're taking from the Amas Amayim, which is the karmelis, putting it onto the makom patur of the agaf, and then taking it from the makom patur into the house. So you're being maver from the karmelis into the bayis, derech makom patur. So the Tanakhama says that's totally in a shear of Gimel. Shemuel says it's totally in a shear of Dalit. Mor says, 1 second. It doesn't sound so good. Because of Ahaki Yasser, Revdimi, Amr Biyarchan, and Makam Shein, but Arboa al Arboa. If it doesn't have 4x4, it's a Makam Tzor. And Mutta Lelem Shesu Yachid, Lelem Shesu Rabim, and the Katib will have both. If it's in between Shesu Yachid and Shesu Rabim, the people in Shesu Yachid can use it to put items down. However, you can't use it as a way to go from Shush Yachad to Shush Rabbi by putting on the Malkum Patur. And here's exactly what you're suggesting, is take the water from the Amas Amayim, put it on the Malkum Patur, and take it from the Malkum Patur to the house. Or says, no, that's Hossam, Mishri is the right. So there you're talking about Shush Yachad to Shush Rabbi. So we don't let you carry from Shush Yachad to Shush Rabbi because you're afraid you might forget to stop in the middle, and you did it this at the right. But Hacha, you're dealing with a Carmelis. Hacha Mishri is the Rabbanan. We're dealing with a Carmelis and a Shasa Yachid, so it's only the Rabbanan. Worst comes worse, if he didn't stop, he only did an Isidur Rabbanan. So this is more like you want to ask or Gzera to the Rabbanan. That we don't do. So the more it says, Rechon said about case of Shri's Rabbanan also. Let's see Rashi, just catch yourself up with the Rashi. Also, but Kenitsa will also be Yitzia. But Mahani Midi, the Mechaberis, the Maim, Shechutz, the Chatzar, Mitzias. It's connected on the other side. Now, this is called Carmel, and it's all part of that big Carmel, it's called Amas Amayim. But Kiyosu, but Kenitsa, Yitzia, and a Carmel is. It's not considered a caramelist because daima kamisha maschelis bechatzus. We look at it as if the whole thing only starts here and ends here. It only exists here in this chatzur. So in this chatzur, it's part of the regular chatzur. Shalayis amukayud If it wasn't 10 tefachim deeper, it wasn't 4 tefachim wide. If it's not 4 tefachim wide, it's not considered a distinct entity. So they said back, there's no right from the case of the Amazamayim and Abel. That was because it wasn't a shear. Okay, now your different case. It was Ben Echolonis, Lamavui, or the Chotzer, Ubatim Likan. There is Batim Mikan, Umikan, also Echolonis, Psukin, Lam, Namalis. So it was between two Chatzeris, and there's houses opening up on both sides, or between two Mavuos. And the people on both sides wanted to open up their windows and draw water out of this Amas HaMayim. Pachos Mikim Olchim HaFarash also Lama Mai Kamer. If it's less than three, it's just an eighth. If it's three, no, or four, what's that about? Mai Skin Hai Shira Gimel Madal. This did a Gimel or Dal they're referring to. What are you referring to? Inim Berecha Amas HaMayim. Gimel Tanakama Gimel Recha Havi Karmelis. So once it's ready, three tefachim wide, it's considered a distinct entity. It's like a karmelis, and you cannot draw water from there until the rishus yachid. Oh, so it means that we said that the shear karmelis is four. Rav Dima and Rav Yochanan said that achar lemikat tanoi, omr it's mechalus tanoi. Ready three, considered a karmelis. You can't take from there to rishus yachid. So it's Ella rather the bagapeu lahachav. The yesh ba'ama sheer karmelis. The ama is a full sheer karmelis. It's 4 tefachim wide. It's 10 tefachim deep. It's a karmelis. The sides of this ama have raised banks. And they're considered a makam tour. They're not three tefachim wide. You lower down the bucket into the water. You pull it out. You put it down on the agapayim, on the bank. You start from the house. You put the dli down. So you can't take the dli from the house into the amah because it's going from Rishus Yachid to Karmelis. So you put it on the agapayim. Then what's it sitting there? It's sitting on Makom Ptur. Then you can take it from there into the water. When you fill it up with the water, again you take it out from the Karmelis, put it on the agapayim. So it's in Makom Ptur. Machlifai Rishus Yachid. And you take it from there to the Rishus Yachid. Tahashim Mahana Agapayim, Lahaklif, Hamasi, Mekarmelis, Rishus Yachid, Rishus Yachid, Lekarmelis. So this Agapayim is allowing, it's a transfer point between the two areas. Kurabonan, the East, the Hubrach of Gimel, Su. Once it's three tefachim wide, it's on the makom tour. Rishus will be out in nafshi. Well, the bottle lahacha lahacha is not considered rishus yachid anymore. It's considered so they say that shear is totally in gimel and. What?
Not considered.
You're correct. Thank you. Well, he also Rav Dimi Gufe Omer Muvashu Yachlifu. So he said you can't use this as a place to switch. Derech Makom Ptur. You can't go from one rishus, put the makom ptur, and then go from makom ptur to the other rishus and back. You can't do that. The kibun the minin mutter leelu lekatev alov. You tell me that both sides can use it. It means you tell me makom ptur chashiv. Let's consider makom ptur. The karmel lo yachliv, and you can't switch. Where it says, yeah, Hosam Rashi is the Raisa, Rashi is the Yachid, Rashi is the Rabim, Tumar Shaz Yachid, Rashi is the Rabim, Isra the Raisa, Lohitzi, Mizelazet, this is the Raisa. Ishtacha, the Misavda, Isra the Raisa, Derek Machamatur, means you're doing something with the Tetchi, and this is the Raisa, using the Machamatur in the middle. So we said, no, don't do that. That's not acceptable. Oh, Mikarmel, Rashi is the Yachid. Rashi is the Rabbanim, Tumar Kis, Rashi is the Rabbanim, Machleve, and Derek Machamatur, they go to Machamatur, that's Mutter. Now, Babagav the Chosh of Rabdimi Makam Matur, Bapahas me Arbaot. He says, the under four is in the Siddur Makam Matur, but Hacha Kamar Abadam the Shloisha will have a Makam Matur. So, why don't we ask about that point? That we still have a problem with her, so why is it holding Gimish? We're holding Dalit. As long as it's less than Dalit, it's a Makam Matur. You're allowed to make the switch. Lekalamemer the Hashmaita Basraisa Rabdimi Kitanoi Amra. So the Morshans point out, so this statement of Rabdimi that so much less than 4x4 is much to do be shared by both sides. As long as you're not machlif, means it's a makam batur. So you just point out that there's a sheet that holds it's only gimel is a makam batur. I could answer the following. That's not a kasher. Gav Rishu is the rice of the chashivi. Habi pachas midal the hasamach luhu batal etzlam. That something which is more of a distinct area, because the words it's an even than the rice of. So the area next to it can be absorbed in it. Until a greater amount of area is created. So if it's gimel, if it's less than dalad, it's still considered a makam patur, because the other makamis next to it are more significant than they're mevatalit. Batal etzad, avol gabi karmelis le batal mechi ha habi rechem shlishya. But between a karmelis and it's considered already distinct. Once it's three, it's not considered part of the karmel. The karmel is not as powerful to generate bittul on the net in the makam next to it. Okay, furthermore, kasher. So more says, "Tell me, Rabbi Yechon, would agree by case of two rishis to rabbanon, or a relationship which is rabbanon. One to karmel is to rishis yachid, which is a relationship which is also the rabbanon." You're allowed to use the makam tur as a place to be machlit. So you can take from the karmelis, put them on the makam tur, and then from the makam tur to the rishus yachid, or vice versa. That's what you said. We're from the Rakash, we're b'yerchad and b'rishis. The rabbanon nami yomer. He said this halacha of a vashal yachlifu. Even by case of b'rishis, the rabbanon. Where's that? The Tnan Kushish Bain Beis Chatzeris Gevoy Yud Tvachim Vorechav Arbo'o Ma'arvin Shlame and Ma'arvin Echav. We send Tvachim high, the four Tvachim wide. So there are two distinct Chatzeris, and they have to be Ma'arv separately. You can't carry one from one to the other. But the Yitzchak weren't carrying from one to the other, it's a Drabonim. Okay. If there was food on top of the wall, but either side can go up onto the top of the wall, which is a distinct makom, it's four, and partake of the produce which is there. Nifra the coastal, I guess, is. Marvin Stein bin Rotzim Marvin Echad. Till ten Amis is considered till up to and including 10 Amis is considered a doorway. So you have a choice. Meshul Kapesa. Yosim Mikan Marvin Echad and Marvin Stein, it's a Pirzim. Okay, that's the Mishnah says. Ravina Bo, we discussed on this Mishnah the following question. Enbar Abo Amai. If the area, the top of the wall is not 4 tefachim wide, what happens then? Some Rav. Aber Beis Rishuyah Shaltus Boy Velo Yozis Boy Meloy Nim. That area is bottled to both sides. So it's being shared by two Mekomas. Both Kanseiros are sharing it. That means any item can't be moved. The Rashul is considered like you're moving it from one Chatzah to the other. So that was Rav Sheet. We had before. So each one can take up from their side. It's a makom tor, and therefore they have a right to take items from their rishus yachad, the chutz, up to the top of their makom tor and go back down. But you can't switch. Okay, so you see, my immersion. So even by a issur d'rabbanan, because one chotzer to another chotzer is an issur d'rabbanan, he said b'vashu yachlifu. V'azu b'yachon tamei. This is still part of the question. Chiyosu b'dimi yomer b'yachon. Malkam shevar arbal arpo. But the name is just Rabban. The name is just yachon. The chatam b'vashu yachlifu. So we connected.
Skipped.
I don't skip. You did. So it says that you can't be machlif. And we're understanding this halacha of Rabbi Yochanan is based on the issue that you can't be machlif, even though that was the case of Rishuyos Deraisa. And here's the case of Rishuyos Derabbanan. I mean, even though Rishuyos are Deraisa, but the issue between the two is the Din Derabbanan. So our answer is. Hahi Ziri Amr. So that which we said that over here Rabbi Yochanan is going to hold that it would be limited, that you can't exchange from one chot to the other, that was Ziri's opinion. And we're going to Rabbi Dimi. We said before that Pahas Megimel Yolad Mishalshul, and we worked out the pshat is you're exchanging from the Carmelis to the Rishus Yachid. So you're allowed to do that because it's the Rabbanan. Over here, you tell me if one chutz to the other, you may not do that. So he obviously learned up that price. Ziri mukum lo b'ama samayim gufa. See, he says no. As we're discussing the width of the ama samayim, we had before Avdimi said that the width of an makom tor is totally invalid. So Ziri holds. Avdimi tanoi and echanami. He told him machlokas tanoi. The more esakash on the din. Let's see, cheshmas Rashi's. Rabbi Yochanan Rishuyos Derabbanan, Karen Beis Chatzeres, two Chatzeres which they are just team each other. This is the Derabbanan. Nami Omer Dlo Yachlifu. You can't switch from one to the other. Derech Malka Batur, going through Malka Batur. The Kamer Elam Malam Mikan LeKaisel. They can bring up from their side items to the Kaisel. Elam Malam Mikan, and they can bring up from their side and they can eat it there. With them reading, they can also take down from the coastal to their side. You can't switch the Kamer Hasim, because when Rabbi Yochanan said this halacha, we said Rabbi Yochanan was also Rabbi Yochanan Tamei. The Rabbi Yochanan explained based on that other than Rabbi Yochanan. My Sala Hodr Dimi, the Makam Shemad Al Adal, Botale Lavalelo, Bavacha Yachlifo. We explained Rabbi Yochanan's pshat over here that both sides may use the top of the coastal because the Makam Patur. Just look at the case over there. And just look over there, you can't switch. Over here, you can't switch. That's the kasha. Our base of Shriya is Shaltas Boy. So Rav says both sides have a power over it. It's not considered a distinct Rishus. Rishult and Shneim, Baruch, so both Chatzeres have rishus on it, so you can't move anything at all, because anything you're moving from one chatzis to the other. You can't take anything up and down. Loyal, you can't bring anything up. You can't do anything at all. And Rech says, no, Elam Alam Mikan, the bottle of Gabayo Lakula. It's bottle Lakula, but not Lakumra. Well, Rech and Tamei, Maskoda Takvasahi, it's the end of the question. So Rech says, who? The Elam Alam Mikan, Elam Alam Mikan, the Mash Rabbi Lakufa, you can't be Machlev, is Ziri Amra. Mishmei the Rechim. That's Ziri said. Al Rav Dimi, Al Ibn Rechim. Mutter la Hakle. Rav Dimi would hold Rav Rechim and say that's Mutter the exchange. Ziri Kasha Ha. The Tani Leel Pachos Megimu Mashal Shal Deliyim Mamalit. So it means you're allowed to be Machlev from the Karmel to Shas Yachid. And he said, well, you can't be Machlev from one Chata to the other. Well, like, look at the Akapa. Well, the only way we explain it is referring to the din of Akapayim. Amar Rashi is about a machlifin derech makam tur. You may exchange through a makam tur. Zimri Muki Puktayo, the Rashi Mimil Rabbanim, Berech of Amasimim, discussing how wide it is. Gufa, Vamar Rabbanim, the Mishloisha Mikri Carmelist. I mean, they hold it, once it's 3 tefachim wide, it's called a Carmelist. And Redeemer said that the sheer caramelist is 4. Redeemer the armor ain't caramelist, but who's a medallion? So no, he ain't a chadami. According to this shadr, that would be totally in a machogus. He's going like Rosh Ben Gamliel. So the case of Amos and Maim, it wasn't 3 tefachim wide, it wasn't 4 tefachim wide. So it's a makom patur. It's lacking sheer karmelis. But eventually it's attached to the Amos and Maim at some point where it's wider. At some point we have to assume that it's a larger area, and it gets smaller as it goes along. So the chur that you would like a case of churin. If you have something which has a sheer rishus yachid, and you have an extension of it, a crack in the wall is considered part of the rishus yachid because it's the chur of the rishus yachid. So why don't you say the Morris? Why don't you say the tehavi ki churay karmelis? Why don't you consider the extension of the amas amayim like churay karmelis? So Abai bar Avin or Chanina bar Avin, the Dami Tavayu ain't chur in the caramelist. There's no din chur by caramelist. So what it is, and over here it's not a shear. It's not a shear. I over there was a shear. Over there it's a shear. Over here it's not a shear. Ravashi Amar Afilu Tami Yesh chur in the caramelist. I can tell you there is a din chur in the caramelist. But Hani Mila Bismucha. So the case. The same way you have a Rosh Hashanah, if you have the wall of Rosh Hashanah and you have Rosh Hashanah here and you have a crack which you can use, and it's so that's considered part of Rosh Hashanah also. So you would have a karfif, let's say, which is a din karmelis, it's more than base asayim, it gets a din karmelis. There's a crack in the wall, that chur is considered a chari karmelis. Right? That we'll say. But that's mamash smucha. But hacham of the mufleg is the place where it has the shear. Yeah, you know, way out beyond the city, it connects back into the river where the water starts flowing into this ama. So it's wider than 3 tefachim or 4 tefachim. So there, it's a shear karmelis. By the time you get to my chatzar, it's not. It hasn't been a shear karmelis for quite some time. So that's not. Then you don't say chur. Okay, Ravina Omar, that this shear of says, let's go back to the question that we're not discussing the width, because then you have this kasha of it's not going to be matter because it's chur karmelis, and we'll accept that question. Going to the law nifki apuma, You know what? Let's hold that, because draw some pictures with that. Okay.